Happy birthday, Patty Hilgendorf from Kinship.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A little bird let me know that it was your birthday today, and I wasn't supposed to tell you, but hopefully I'm not in too much trouble here.
Thank you.
Some folks at a campground somewhere called and said, when Patty comes in, make sure you say that the folks at the campground say happy birthday to Patty, too.
Hello.
So I'm assuming you know who those folks are.
I probably do.
Okay, good. Well, Patty, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you're here with us on your birthday, and because birthdays are always special days, and when we get to talk about Kinship, that's pretty special, too.
Well, this was the only day you had left, I didn't pick it because it was my birthday.
I know. She got me on that one. Yes. We were pretty tight booked here in July. Well, Patty, thanks for being here with us this morning. How are things at Kinship these days?
Busy.
Yeah, I bet.
Very busy.
So summertime, it doesn't slow down at all?
You'd think it did a little bit, but we still are having, 12 to 20 kids show up two days a week.
Okay.
Last night, I heard you mention, our food handout partnership with Rhinelander Hodag Food Truck. We had 78 meals go out we had 78 kids signed up for the food truck.
When Courtney was sitting right where you were sitting and she described this to me, she said something that has stuck with me ever since. She said that in all the different food programs that we have for our kids, the kids are the ones that are getting the food and then taking that home. She said, you know what, adults should be coming to do that and bringing that food home for the kids. So how did this go with the partnership now with the Hodag Food Pantry? How did this go? Were the kids all there? Were their parents there? Was it a little bit of everything? How did it go?
It was both.
Okay, good.
A couple of the older kids' parents that worked sent their kids if they, but the parents came and lined up. The big refrigerator truck pulled in with Rhinelander Hodag Food Truck on it with three staff members, and we had a couple staff members out there, and as people lined up, they got checked off our list of who was signed up, and they had a couple bags of goodies, and they got fresh bananas and a gallon of milk, and
so
seven breakfasts, seven lunches for every child in the household under 18.
That's really a fantastic thing. How did this partnership develop?
They reached out to us.
Really? Okay.
Yep. Courtney and Melissa have been wonderful to work with, and they reached out to us, and they wrote the grant in for Kinship, or for Tomahawk for Kinship.
Okay.
And we're a close site this year where they do it to anybody in Rhinelander. We are just our Kinship families because we can vet that. We know who's eligible. Maybe someday we can go to an open site where we can open it up to all of Tomahawk. But it took a lot of manpower last night to navigate that, and so we'll have to see how it goes.
Well, thank goodness it's here, and kids are going to get good stuff to eat, and the rest of the family's going to get good stuff to eat. That's a win-win.
Absolutely is. No child should go hungry.
You've got quite a project there at the new Kinship building. Let's talk about the building project itself. Where are you at in that progress?
Well, we retrofitted the main floor, and so we're doing our programming in there, and it looks beautiful. We've got some grant money to start on the basement to do the bathroom and a laundry area, and we're writing some more grants because we've got a group of kids that boys that want to do a train group, and we've got a group of girls that want to do scrapbooking group, and we've got Miss Megan coming in and doing yoga, and so we're going to be absorbing that basement space, so we're going to be looking for funds to be able to retrofit the basement to expand programming as well. And if you drive through the back, you can see the garage is almost done. Electrician comes on Monday and the doors come in on Tuesday. Paul Werner's been really kicking it in for us, getting the garage done, and he got the fencing put up. We're going to wait till fall to dig up the concrete and get grass planted because we don't want the kids out in mud for the summer, but at least now we can get them out and do chalk and kick the ball, and it's fenced in, and nobody's going to run out into the street or the alley.
Paul Werner of Werner Construction stepped up to the plate and said, I can handle this project, huh?
Oh, he's been amazing.
Good guy.
Getting our stuff done. Absolutely.
Boy, outstanding. And so reward that man's generosity, and if you need a building project, make sure you get a hold of him. Let me ask you this. Converting an iconic old bank building that we've had here in downtown Tomahawk forever, has this conversion into the kinship house? Have there been any things that have come up in between when this first idea happened, when you got the building, and now that you're in there? Have there been some things that have maybe opened your eyes a little bit to some issues that you didn't foresee? Because I just imagine there had to be some unforeseen issues as you make this conversion.
Surprisingly enough, between Paul Werner and you know, all the people he had doing the project, it was pretty seamless.
Really good.
Arland Wingate, who is one of our mentors and has a lot of background, connected us with some people to change all, you know, locks and keys and, you know, all that security stuff. Steve Schremmel from Answer IT has been amazing at getting our cameras and our computers. And we just have been very blessed and have people that even in that building that's concrete and you know, makes some of the wiring and some of the work a little more challenging, they've done an amazing job, and I can't say thank you enough to all of them.
And still kept the integrity of the beautiful architecture and the finishes that are in that building already.
Correct. You know, we still have the vault doors, and Chester Jakes propped them open so that the kids can't close them. Nobody's going to get locked in or lose fingers on the doors, you know, but it's still there. The woodwork is still there.
Really stands out. I'm glad that was preserved.
Absolutely.
So any other, I would imagine that if you need someone, Patty from Kinship calls, you often probably don't get a whole lot of pushback. People figure out a way to get done what you need getting done. Have you seen that happening here all through this process?
Well, you know, July 15th will be 1 year that we closed on the building.
Already.
And we were able to raise $400,000 in 90 days to make it happen in the retrofit. This community is amazing.
Yeah.
And they support our program. I mean, they see the difference it makes. And we've got some really awesome success stories and things that have been going on that you just can't say enough about the program.
Yeah, it's a special place that we live in. Other than, we'll get to some of these needs, but as far as the building project goes, are there anything else, anything else that you're looking for when it comes to the building conversion process?
Just, you know, like I said, we're going to be doing a lot of grant writing, still looking for financial donations for that and for operating. You know, our programming is growing. We've got 73 kids in the program. When school was still in, we were getting 30 kids on Mondays and Wednesdays coming in. It takes more staff. It takes more planning and supplies. And so, yes, you know, finances is always going to be a need.
So that's where we come in. So there's some fundraisers coming up, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of fun involved with these fundraisers as well. Let's talk about this pickleball tournament, because of our news guy's dad, pickleball has become quite a deal here in Tomahawk.
It has.
Yeah.
They have TAP, Tomahawk Area Pickleball Group, and they play out at Sarah Park, and they're going to be helping out with this pickleball tournament. And it's on Saturday, August 1st at Sarah Park. They're doing, you know, beginners, intermediate, you know, advanced. They've got a guys group, a girls group, and a mixed doubles group. And you can go right on our Kinship website, and it's right on the front page, and there's a QR code. You can register and pay to be in the tournament right there.
Another special person in our community that we lost not too long ago, Dr. Bobby Vormans. The Dr. Bobby Memorial Golf Tournament is coming up also in August.
It's a busy August. Sunday, August 9th at Inshallah. We're starting to sign up teams. You can go to Hometown Chiropractic and get signed up. We need, you know, teams of four.
Okay. And so plenty of time to do that yet, though.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And they're just, you know, they're starting to collect donations. We're getting a lot of donations coming in, so there'll be a lot of raffles and
good
and stuff to go along with the golf tournament.
Backing up to the pickleball tournament, Saturday, August 1st at Sarah Park. Are there any other needs about that? Are there going to be some raffles and stuff involved with that as well?
There is not going to be raffles going on for that. That's strictly...
That's straight serious pickleball.
And fun pickleball. I mean, it's for beginners, too.
Have you ever watched it? Have you ever watched people playing?
It's amazing.
It really
is.
When you watch it on TV and you see these people that are really, really, really good, it's like, I ain't getting on a court with somebody that hits the ball that hard, that fast, that right straight at me. But there are some really skilled people playing pickleball these days. It's fun to watch.
It is fun to watch.
I'd rather watch pickleball than tennis, actually.
I agree.
I think the action's just a little bit better. Kids aren't going to want to hear this part, so kids, turn the volume down just a little bit. Back to school supply and backpack event is coming up. So, yes, I just said back to school, and so that's on the radar. That's coming up on August 12th. Let's talk about that a little bit, Patty.
So we changed it up this year. It used to be a picnic, and it was at the park, and then it was at Sarah Park. And this year we're actually going to do it at the Kinship House.
Okay.
We're partnering with many of the churches, and they're taking the community backpacks for the kids, and we supply all of them for our Kinship kids. Tags will be out at the pharmacy and at Triggs for supplies that are needed. And they'll come in. The Boy Scouts are going to be there helping. I think the Girl Scouts are going to be there. They'll come in and they'll get their backpack and their school supplies. And we're going to have a light snack. And, you know, people will get their opportunity to walk through the Kinship building and see what's going on there.
Now, you have to sign up for that event.
You don't have to. We take walk-ins.
Okay.
But we run out of bags sometimes, and we can sometimes do a waiting list and get the supplies to you after, but you're much better off if you would call Colleen at Northwoods Vineyard Church at 715-453-6700 and reserve a bag. Tell them your child's name and the grade that they're going to be in, and we'll do the rest.
Okay.
Colleen will let whatever church is responsible for that child's grade. And then as far as the Kinship kids, they don't need to sign up. We know who you are, and we'll have your bag ready for you.
Again, sign up for that at 453-6700. You'll be talking to Colleen at the Northwoods Vineyard Church. Again, 715-453-6700. And Kinship Recipes for the Connection Cookbook. Recipes for Connection Cookbook as a fundraiser. We've been talking about that a lot here at the radio station. I know Zach's had several news stories on it. I know I've heard Amy take a few phone calls on this. And somebody said, I have to absolutely get my chicken and dumplings recipe into that cookbook.
And I heard that Amy sent it over
yes.
to Michelle Arnott is the one who's heading up the cookbook drive. We did one back in about 2013, and I use it constantly. I
really?
Love the recipes in it. You know, these hometown cookbooks are tried and true. The recipes are everybody's favorites.
Yeah.
And so you know that you're going to get a good recipe.
I was going through some stuff at home in a box, and I came across a cookbook that our church put together when I was just a little kid. It's still holding up after all these years. All the pages are still in there. It's like, yeah, this is the church lady food I was raised on.
Absolutely.
Those
the
old
best
cookbooks.
Food.
Yeah, absolutely. When they come from local, regular folks, I think that's way better than doing it
absolutely.
Out of the fancy big-time ones. So when we have a deadline to get these recipes in by.
If you can get them in by July 14th, so that our goal is to have them for sale by Fall Ride.
So that's Tuesday.
Yep.
So we want to have.
No.
Tuesday the 14th. What 14th. Are we today?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
That's Tuesday already.
How did it get to be that already?
Well, it's 4 days after your birthday, Patty.
I guess.
Just
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you could get those in ASAP, you can send them to the Kinship Hotmail, kinshiptomahawk@hotmail.com, or I don't know Michelle's email off of hand. So if you send them to me, I will forward them to her.
Good deal. It's always good. And if all else fails, send it to the radio station. Amy, I hear Amy tracking down people all over the place. We can't help somebody, but Amy's got a number in her phone book.
Absolutely.
She's wonderful about that. Some other needs for Kinship. The M&Ms are always needed. The mentors and money.
Correct.
That's
always
one.
Need. We've got 31 kids on our waiting list. We always need mentors.
What about Kins Club program? Now it says here, volunteers for the Kins Club programming.
That's
what,
our afternoon program.
Okay.
So for the summer, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 5. And when we've got that many kids coming, it's so wonderful to have volunteers in there that can sit and read with the littles or play games with them, help with the craft project. Now that we've got the fence up and we can get out in the yard, some might be inside, some might be outside. So the more people we have to be able to just volunteer, and it takes a simple background check, and you can be coming in and hanging out with the kids.
Even help at some of these events that we've been talking about, the golf tournament, the pickleball tournament.
Absolutely.
Anybody wants to help out in those?
Yep, let me know. We've got our Kinship banquets coming in October. You know, we're always looking for volunteers and donations and
Rent-a-ment.
That would be where we vet you with a background check and that, but like Tuesday is kinship night at the
rent-a-ment.
Okay.
Now I
so
got it.
So Tuesday's kinship night at the ski show, and if we had somebody who's a rent-a-ment and said, I can be at the activity, then we have a little guy who doesn't have a mentor or somebody whose mentor can't come. We've got a chaperone for
just
them.
Hang out for the night.
Hang out for the night.
Boy.
And a fun event that doesn't cost you anything.
It seems to me that if somebody wants to get involved one way or the other with kinship, sometimes schedules don't always work out. They don't jive always. But if somebody wants to get involved in some way, shape, or form, you can figure out a way to do that.
You bet.
Good. Non-perishable food items for the food pantry. You must have a lot more storage space for that now in the new building.
We do. We have a room dedicated to that, and we hand out food boxes once a month to help our families.
So any non-perishable
item. You know, we really do always need, like, meat, tuna, chicken, canned chicken, spaghetti with meat sauce in it. You know, any of those things
always
that have some
needed.
Protein in it.
You Got
bet.
It. This last item here, Patty, I don't know how to approach this one here, but it seems to me that since I met you, Patty, I think you're an amazing person, first of all. I think the things that you have done for this community and the kids in this community, if anybody's name is ahead of you, I haven't met them yet. So with that in mind, I'm thinking, what would we do without Patty Hilgendorf?
You're never going to get rid of me completely.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay. But...
But
that being said, you have big things coming up in your life right now.
I do. I do. And I've been with Kinship since it started. As when Tomahawk Together started it, I was on the original board of directors. And, you know, I've been doing this. It'll be 30 years next February.
Wow. So you see the sunset on the horizon is what you're saying.
I see a step back a little bit.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Big things are happening in the next week.
Yes.
And
does everybody know about it?
I don't know.
Because I'm just busting here.
Well, it's thanks to you that it's happening.
I don't know about that, but you know, things that are supposed to happen find a way to happen.
Yep.
You're getting married.
I do.
Aren't
I
you?
Am.
Boy.
I am. Next Friday. And it's wonderful. And we've been doing some traveling, and I love Kinship. I will always be part of it, but I need a little more flexibility instead of it's a part-time job that's been full-time. And
I know very, very well what it's like to step into the footsteps of a legend.
Yes, you do.
And it's not an easy task always, but it's a challenge. And so if somebody is up for this challenge, what would you like people to do?
I would like them to get a hold of me. Come have a conversation. You know, it's going to take the right person. I'm not going to be doing the hiring. The HR committee will be. They're writing a new job description. They're also going to be looking at a part-time administrative position to take some of the duties off of what is happening. And if the right person comes along, I will step back at least initially to the admin assistant and train that person, or if somebody wanted to come in as the part-time person and see if it's going to be a fit, you know, we've got some options, but it has to be somebody that has a passion for kids and compassion, because they come from a variety of life and experiences, and you really takes a really special person to be able to do the work that my staff and I do.
So with that, we have to part ways here for today. I'm thinking the next time I see you again, you're going to be a married woman. You're going to come back from your honeymoon all refreshed and ready to go here once again. And so it just nothing but the best to you, Patty, and John, too. I know John's at home listening right now, too. So nothing but the best to you, too. I wish you nothing but eternal happiness and love and partnership, all those great things that come along with a fantastic relationship. I could not be happier for you, Patty.
Thank you. Thank you.